I defend law, not the system. There is a way.
That was my shame just flying away. God damn it, chicken, shut up!
The following program is rated M for Mature and not intended for audiences under the age of 17. It is also presented by the Nerdy Show Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing loving.
With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fanfiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Oh my goodness, I come back to silence and then... What was that? What was that noise? What did Judy say?
She burped.
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, that burped.
That was a burp?
Oh, yeah. I burped. That was me.
Bravo.
Yeah, she can burp.
I know. I didn't say she couldn't. It's just we've never had audio evidence that she could.
Yeah, I agree.
That tired, Dave?
I had a tiring day at work. I did a land deployment for a training room day.
Okay. What did that entail? Did you break out your hammer?
No. I broke out several PCs into a room that was full of chairs. So I had to move all of the chairs.
So wait, as an IT professional, how trained are you in chair movement?
Not very. I've got to say, like, that was rough. Also, the room wasn't air conditioned.
Okay, that sucks. That's pretty bullshit. This is Friday Night Fan Fiction, where we teach you how to move chairs in an IT environment.
Oh God!
you can also use chairs for sex.
I mean, yes. You can make the chairs have sex, or you can have sex on the chairs. There's two ways to do it.
Or you can have sex with the chair, and then it gets stuck in your pom pom pom.
As we learned from Italia and Sonic.
Those are only parts of chairs, not like whole chairs.
Well, can you stick a whole chair inside you, Steve-O?
I mean, give me a Barbie chair and I'll see what I can do.
Fair enough.
You can't stick anything in your butt, Steve.
I know. It's wishful thinking, Logan!
Is it really?
No, it's really not. Thanks, chicken. You're my favorite audience member.
Good scratch. I'm a chicken backpack.
What the hell are we reading tonight?
Oh, well, can I introduce the show?
Well, no. I suppose if you want to wait another 5 minutes before, you know, you introduce
You don't have anywhere to be.
Are you sure?
But you do.
What do you mean? Where do I have to be?
You have to sleep at some point. I don't.
Logan, the man who never slept, lived 3 days. Anyways, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining me tonight are regular hosts David, Logan, Sean, Val, and our guests tonight are Epidel, who I always forget. I forget his username because his email address has nothing to do with his username.
Nope, not at all.
Thanks for that. And Wolfboy, welcome, gentlemen.
Boy.
Wolfboy, you had to be rescheduled. What was that reason for? Were you, like, death?
Wolf. I was dying. I was suffering from severe diarrhea and vomiting at the same time.
Oh, jeez. So double projectile. You're like two super soakers taped back to back.
Yeah.
The good old helicopter.
You're not supposed to twirl while you shit and puke.
It's a sprinkler. It's like, what is it? Water ballet, whatever that is, synchronized swimming.
Water ballet.
Yeah,
it's one of those instances where you only have a toilet, so you have to choose between vomiting and shitting.
Well, normally
spread your legs.
Buckets.
Or if you're, you know, if you're in a bathroom that's not just a half bath, you've got a toilet and a bathtub, and the question is, what would you rather be cleaning out of the bathtub?
No, dude, just
no. You just
get in the bathtub.
No,
vomit between them.
You've got the fucking trash can.
Don't cross the streams, David.
I'm actually much more blessed. My sink is literally right in front of the toilet.
How monstrously tall are you that you can get your head all the way in the sink?
It's a small bathroom.
It's a closet.
Oh god.
More or less.
It's an outhouse. There is no running water.
No, there's running water.
There is no sink in an outhouse.
I don't know. I'm sure outhouses have made some improvements in the last 100 years.
No, they're basically just a hole in the floor.
House of the future.
They definitely haven't made any improvements.
Yeah. With planks to hold your ass.
Speaking of ass, let's get to the stories for tonight. Let me first make sure to actually share this. Thank you for being somehow cognizant of this, Sean, because the first story tonight is from our wonderful classic writer, Mr. Comic Snicks. This is Batman and RoboCop, The Day the Men Found Love.
Oh, good.
Yay.
Wait a minute, it's something Logan approves of? Hold on, I need to mark this occasion with something.
Ow.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
I know, I slapped myself. It's close enough. Give everybody a moment to open up the story.
Yeah, you better.
And the first reader tonight is me, being refereed by Val.
Ba 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 creavers.
We'll edit in a good joke there.
No, you won't.
No.
Why not? It's not editorializing, it's just editing.
No, I'm just saying that you will not do it because I know you.
Hold on, let me make a note to myself. Note to self, prove Logan wrong and don't forget the thing.
Hey, you know what you're never going to prove me wrong in?
Anything.
Zero
the fact
show?
That you're going robot again.
I don't... Have I been going robot to everyone else?
A bit, yeah.
Hold on a second. Is it better? Am I still roboting?
It seems fine.
You're fine.
You know, we could just keep telling him that he's roboting and he
Fuck
would just
you!
Go insane trying to
figure out what the problem
is. We'll do that someday, but for now we don't have to.
All right, Batman and RoboCop, The Day the Men Found Love by
Lerv.
Summary. When Bruce Wayne pays a visit to Detroit, a brutal murder is found, menacing Batman's secret identity. Now Batman and RoboCop must cross their hearts if they want to solve the crime and protect Bruce's crime-fighting life.
And hope to die.
The author. Hi, people. I do not own RoboCop nor Batman, making no money with them. This story was a request made by JT Mitchell. Thanks, JT!
Don't look at me, Laza. You had your treat.
Laza commissioned this somehow in the past.
Barf!
Before she was born.
Thanks for your support, James. Batman and RoboCop, The Day the Men Found Love. Bruce Wayne was paying a visit to Detroit City because a cousin of him was very sick. So Bruce Wayne went to his chauffeur?
It's supposed to be chauffeur.
I'm aware of what it's supposed to be, but it is spelled chauffeur there.
I can't help you there, buddy.
But was very cautious type, because he took his bat suit with him. When the chauffeur... I'm going to drink for chauffeur. You know, that's not bad. Little... Oh, holy shit, that is... Ah, that's sour.
It's lemonade.
It's pink lemonade, and it's alcoholic, and Jesus Christ, it's like somebody squeezed a whole bunch of lemon heads in my mouth.
Ah, awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to go back for more. Mm. Oh, that's Chauffeur right there. When the Chauffeur arrived with the limo, Bruce...
Listen, we're going to have
I keep missing.
Yeah, David, are you playing Pogs over there? Because I can hear it very loudly.
I'm throwing things at my chicken because she's bullying my other chicken.
Well, why don't you just throw the sofa?
What? I'm not throwing a sofa at my chicken.
Can you please stop throwing stuff at chicken?
I haven't thrown anything at chicken, Steve.
Except for a bottle cap.
Except for those two bottle caps, which are now no longer in my area of throwing.
I didn't throw anything except for the two things that I threw. Appreciate it, Dave.
Thanks, buddy.
Bruce got out of his car and entered Cousin Oliver Building. It was a very tall and dark place, full of gargoyles and lightened torches all over the
lightened
wall.
His cousin isn't named Oliver.
Yeah.
It's a Brady Bunch crossover also.
Or, you know, Oliver from Oliver and Company.
Oliver Queen, the Green Arrow.
See, that was my first instinct, but they're very clearly not cousins.
Mm. No.
Batman sort of does not have family. It's kind of his whole thing.
You know more about Batman than I do, so.
Well, the closest Batman character that would be available for this would be Thomas, whatever the hell his name is.
The Tank Engine?
No, yes. No, there was Thomas Elliot. That's who it was. The guy who was Hush.
Yeah.
Can I continue now?
Yes, no, please. Talk about Batman
please,
more.
Please ignore him talking about stupid comic book crap.
Fuck you, it's good. It's a really good story.
They're not comic books, they're visual novels, Logan.
No, they're not. They're literally
they're not books, they're graphic novels.
Well, yeah, it's graphic novels.
No, they're not. They're fucking comic books.
It was a very tall and dark place, much like David, full of gargoyles and lightened torches all over the wall, much like David.
Yes.
As Bruce went up the stairs, he noted the hand dash rail was full of a strag white sticky goo.
Hooray!
Maybe it's hair gel, he thought.
Yeah, that was his first thought.
Thanks.
Whatever you say there, Mary.
Yeah, knew you were going to say that. The stairs creak very much and looks like the place is going to fall apart. Then, Bruce Wayne found Cousin Oliver's room in the last floor of the building. But something was strange. The door was opened and incense's stench was flowing out of the room. Bruce ran inside the fast he could with the heart throbbing in fear of something bad. And it was. That wasn't English. Cousin Oliver was naked on four.
Yes, it's bad.
How is this bad?
On four, not on all four. Just on four, like a big number four from Sesame Street on the ground.
Floor on the floor.
With his ass filled with cheap trash burning incense.
What the fuck?
Wow, what?
He is that cheap incense lighter my dad used to cover the pot smell. Bruce Wayne then went to the other side and saw Oliver's eyes bulging and bleeding, and something strange scarred on his forehead. Scarred? Scared? One of the two? That was a circle with a flower upside down.
How is a flower upside down?
It's a penis. It's a broom! Damn, those bastards killed Oliver. I must go to the cops! Something strange about Batman going to the police, said Bruce.
Well, not really, because he always goes to the police. He's like, hey, Commissioner Gordon, I gotta go get Batman.
You gotta go get the your Batman?
I gotta go get the your Batman.
Batman, are you off your meds again?
Yeah!
thanks, Dave.
Shooting
a photo of the forehead mark and collecting an incense's copy from the cousin butt.
Cousin butt!
Mm-hmm. He closed the door of the apartment and went to the police station. When Bruce arrived at the police station, he told the cops what happened, but they just didn't care. Corruption was prevailing on Detroit City, and no only gives a damn. Ow, my head.
Right, because none only gives a damn.
No only, not none only.
Nuns don't give a damn.
Nope.
I mean, why should they, right? We're
right.
Nothing to them.
We don't give a damn, we don't give a fuck, won't start no stuff.
Well, they can't
no
damn.
Stuff.
They As nuns, they are unable to damn anything.
Don't they fly?
No, that's only in TV shows.
If it's windy, yes. Alright.
Only one of them.
Let me talk with the commissioner, said Bruce to the fat cop in front of him. I don't think so. The commissioner is dating a whore, and I don't want to disturb, answered the pig-faced cop with a cigarette in his mouth.
No, on his mouth.
On his shit.
Like, does he have his lips pursed in such a way?
No, it's like a character creator where instead of being in the mouth, it's just sort of right above where the mouth should be, a couple inches out from the lips.
Like it's locked to the mouth, but it's supposed to go on, but your face is too sunken.
Yeah, and it's whenever you tilt your head up, you can clearly see the couple inches of air between where the cigarette is and your mouth.
You can't see where my cigarette is, baby.
It's magic.
It's magic, I have a magic cigarette, baby.
Oh yeah, alright. Say him that Bruce Wayne's been here. And Bruce started to walk away.
What? Bruce Wayne? Commissioner Bruce Wayne is here!
Shouted the fat ass pork.
Ass pork?
Ass pork.
What an ass pork.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I could go for some, like, barbecue.
You could go for some ass pork.
I could go for some Korean barbecue. Yeah, man. This is good shit.
Steve, fucking go get me Korean barbecue, please.
No!
Dave,
why not?
Food for once.
No, I am poor.
And whose fault is that?
The 1%?
Society. Obama.
No, it's yours.
The commissioner emerged with a whore by his side from his room. His eyes got big. Tweet, tweet, tweet!
I already did Twitter.
And he went to shake hands with Bruce. Mr. Bruce, what a pleasure. What brings you here? Looks like you put to good use the money I donated last year. Your slut is very beautiful. She wasn't cheap, was she?
It was a cheap, cheap, cheap.
Cheap, cheap.
The commissioner adjusted his tie and swallowed a gob. Okay. Mm,
yeah, get that gob in there.
Delicious. Mr. Wayne, I can explain.
It rhymes!
Don't need. I just want to report a murder. My cousin got killed in his apartment. Oh my god, Mr. Wayne, who could do that?
Could it be the Riddler?
Next up is David's bird being refereed by David's bird.
Tweet, 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 tweet. Tweet, 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 tweet. Pier, tweet, tweet, perp, pier.
Scratch, 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 scratch.
Drink that was a pierp and not a pierp.
Scratch, 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 scratch. Next up is Wolfboy being refereed by David.
Oh, I thought it was actually going to be your reading. Well,
no, but you're reading next.
Oh, great.
I don't know. This is why I need you to discover. I'm afraid, Mr. Wayne. We have the best don't be afraid, Mr. Wayne. We have the best detective here on Precinct.
Okay.
He is our most awesome cop in activity. RoboCop! Come here!
Shroom! 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 Your move, creep!
The giant metallic bionic man emerged from an obscure room in the back of the building and started to walk to the Bruce's direction. The pumping metallic steps was very distinct, thought Bruce. So, you're the best they have here, isn't it? Asked Bruce. Ow. That doesn't... No. Yes, Mr. Wayne. I can kill in 5,000,000 different spots on the human body.
What the fuck?
Tell it, cop. Okay, let's go. I wanna you solve a mystery with me. And then, RoboCop followed Bruce Wayne. When they arrived with a taxi to the cousin building... They entered it, going up the stairs till, two L's, the room of the murdering scene. But, as they went in, no more body.
No more body. Your move, creep.
No, you can't move. You don't have a body.
Your movement, creep.
Your movement, the body that can't move.
No, he says your movement, creep, whenever he's taking a poop. He's like, your movement, creep.
Cousin Oliver vanished. What they are going to do? This is when they hear a scream outside the window. A woman is hanging outside of the building. Grabbing?
Yes, that would be grabbing.
Okay, just want to make sure. Grabbing a gargoyle and almost falling on the ground. Bruce hears that, but RoboCop is there.
Wait a minute, falling on the ground. So which Steven Seagal scream is that?
No, wait, this is a female.
Oh, perfect.
How could Batman say to the woman? Bruce them says, RoboCop, use the phone and call the fire department. I don't need phone. I have direct contact with them.
He said as he jacked into a phone port with his penis.
Your phone, creep.
Thunk, no, thunk, thunk, thunk.
Oh, God.
It's called phone sex, creep.
Yeah, is it the sound of him fucking the phone, Jack?
Thunk, 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 thunk. Wait, so when RoboCop orgasms, is it just the dial-up tone?
Yes.
Yes.
Now I'm fucked, thought Bruce. The woman screamed again, but this time she was falling. Bruce had no time to think. He simply picked his mask, put it in front of RoboCop, and jumped from the window. He started to fall, seeing the woman falling too. Batman nosedived very fast, reaching her and held the girl with his strong...
It's reached her.
Oh, fuck. Where's David?
What?
Not paying attention.
Of course. Sorry, he's not paying attention.
My birds are fighting each other again, so I have to, like, I have to be dead. Not that kind of fight. We're on page 4, yeah?
No.
Wow.
David, you're supposed to be reffing this man.
Right, and I was, but I accidentally closed.
Somehow
Chrome.
The chickens fought and stepped on your keyboard, right?
No, I guessed correctly. Steve's just being
no, right. You didn't.
You
guess
did guess correctly.
You got it fucking wrong.
Yeah, I did.
No, you didn't, because he's reading page 3.
Right, and now I'm on page 4.
It's
he's still four. Reading page 3.
He's not done. Oh, I thought he was done.
David, no, you're supposed to be reffing him!
Because you're not paying attention!
I'm trying to stop a war between birds!
Birdemic.
It's bird war.
Yeah, I was going to make that joke.
Bird war never changes.
Okay. Batman nosedived very fast, reached her, and held the girl with his strong arms, and with a quick movement, used the bat rope on a gargoyle, swinging with the woman to the safety again. The woman was in shock, so Batman took her to a room and knocked the door. As the resident opened the door, Batman raced to the top floor again without being seen. He entered the cousin's room, and RoboCop was there. You saw everything, RoboCop.
Sounds like you're choking your chicken out.
Choke the chicken.
Yes.
You're being loud. People can hear you.
And when I come back to the precinct, they will extract my memories and analyze, discovering your identity. Holy fuck! Are you going to arrest me? No. You are an agent doing vigilante work in a city where cops don't abide the law. I defend law, not the system. There is a way
there,
to check.
That was my shame just flying away. God damn it, chicken, shut up!
They're just cooped up.
No!
Get it? Because they're a chicken?
Chicken coop.
David, can the chickens be moved to, like, time out or something?
Maybe, like, a slightly further away spot.
The birds up.
Sounds like the chicken's trying to start a car.
She pecked at my cheek, though.
I told you. What did I say?
What? I was trying to turn around and she did the sneak attack.
No, you're like staring at her.
Yeah, after I turned around, she was like, ha ha!
Yeah, throw him in the dungeon.
There is a way to extract your memories before they know everything?
Yes, we can extract the memories of a chicken!
Bark. You're Bark, creep.
Yes, but they will involve your masculinity.
What?
But it will involve your masculinity.
Oh God. Shit. My balls!
I need to fuck you, Batman. This way, my memory's backup is ejected from my butt.
And
we can delete.
It's like an old cassette tape. Just press the eject button.
He's got one of those arm communicator things like R2-D2 has.
There's an echo from somebody's mic. I'm not sure.
This way, my memory's backup is ejected from my butt, and we can delete what is important to preserve your identity.
I didn't safely eject my media, Batman.
What?
Looks like we're gonna have to go for round 2, creep.
Bruce Wayne stood in awe, looking to RoboCop's face. He must give away his manhood to be Batman again, or face the consequences of his life-saving deeds. Why your memory backup is expelled when you fuck?
You know, I've often asked myself the same thing. It's just part of being human, I guess, or a RoboCop.
This is a method to preserve my intimacy. If I want to sleep with a whore or a male escort, it's my right to delete my sexual encounters so no one acknowledge its existence.
Yes.
Okay, sure.
Next up is David being refereed by Logan. Because, yeah. David, do you know what page we're on now?
Yeah, we're on page 4.
Bruce put his own hand on his chin and thought a bit. That wasn't something Bruce would like to admit. Bruce have a reputation to preserve, even if he likes young lads.
Ew.
But Batman suffered much abuse in his life. Losing his anal virginity will only be one more faithful act towards the welfare of humanity. Alright, RoboCop, you can fuck me. Let's go to a motel. I don't want to violate my cousin's private space.
There is a problem, Bruce. I'm not with my penis now. I can't fuck you.
He doesn't have his penis with him?
It's a timeshare. He shares it with 3 other RoboCops.
RoboCop 1, RoboCop 2, yeah, RoboCop...
He leaves his RoboCop dong at home so his wife can have it?
His Robo-dong.
That's good parenting.
Wait, good no kids were implied!
No kids were implied, Dave.
Sorry, I made a joke and it wasn't right. I meant to say that's
David,
good.
David, there are many husbanding times in our mutual lives.
Look, just
make
cut it
joke
out of the final cast, please.
I am not.
No, absolutely. No. You should, in fact, make it louder and make it.
Just do that thing where they, like, on YouTube where they make it so loud that it, like, rattles.
Oh, yeah.
Just blow directly into your mic.
Please stop sticking mics into faces.
No, never.
What? Why you're not with it?
Because today is a work day. I only attach my mechanical penis at weekends.
I guess it's a bar down on 5th.
That's gonna be a problem. Let's go to the precinct so you can pick it.
Is that
impossible.
Batman with Lola Bunny?
What? I wanna see.
Okay. I'm okay with this.
And save.
Yeah.
God damn it, chicken!
Oh yeah, all right, that's Batman with Lola Bunny. Alright. GG. And it's not crazy Lola Bunnies.
That's going to be a problem. Let's go to the precinct. So wait, no, that was Batman. All right, I already read that one. Impossible. They only liberated use its use at Friday night. Or okay, so that's impossible. They only liberate it is use at Friday night, and I must return them at Monday morning. Shit.
Bruce Wayne then became or them. Oh. Bruce Wayne then put his Batman suit to prepare mentally for that demanding task. You must now discover a way that... It is beating the shit out of me, man. He must now discover a way to... Oh, it started raining. Great. To make sex with RoboCop because it's Monday. If he waits till Friday, the cousin killers will be untraceable.
Could have just cut the sentence just because it's Monday.
Mondays, right?
I want a cooler.
It was evening and the streets were dark. The street lamps were all trashed. This is the perfect disguise to Batman and RoboCop's searching.
All right, RoboCop, we must find something to attach in your crotch so you can fuck me. Let me search the garbage.
Nope, read that again.
Oh, yeah. Let's search the garbage. Batman and RoboCop entered a dark alley and started to look out in the trash for some phallic object that could be attached. Batman then said,
"Look, RoboCop, it's a flashlight. Do you think you could use it?"
"It's too small, Batman. I need a 8-inch good metallic part. This shit is made of plastic."
Batman then searched more, but no use. Batman then remembered his Bat Utilities belt. He reached for it and found a Bat Smoke Grenade. Cylindrical. 8-inched.
You wanna...
Oh, sorry.
Give me another read of that word.
Cylindric. Cylindric.
No, the word before that.
Oh, grenade. He found a Bat Smoke Grenade. Cylindric. 8-inched. And a good titanium metal cover.
RoboCop, my family. But you must be very gentle, or you can put off the grenade pin.
And then Batman's ass explodes.
Kaboom, the end.
Yep.
Has anybody here ever had, like, erotic fantasies about RoboCop?
No. Someone has.
Has anyone here ever had fantasies about shoving grenades up your ass?
Someone has.
I don't know.
Also, how dare you disambiguity? I was going to post that picture, and then you posted it.
I don't know. If you're erotically attracted to Demo Man, I would assume at some point you've thought about it.
Yeah, but that's Tavish DeGroot. Anyway, bat grenade. Grenade.
Bat grenadine.
RoboCop picked the grenade, attached in his crotch, and red lights got immediately red on the Grianed's body. What's this, Robo? It means I'm very exited. Your ass is very round, and I love leather-clad men.
Whoa, I never saw my ass. I guess the leather modeled him very good. Boo now, RoboCop. We need lube. I don't have any. Only boot grease.
We could use my lubricant oil. It's a bit old and needs a change, so there's no problem wasting it.
Yeah.
RoboCop then pushed a button on his left buttocks, liberating a good dose of oil in his penis grenade.
Okay, gross. Penis.
This grenade is very large, RoboCop. So go fast. I'll rip my hemorrhoid.
Yeah, see, Steve? You can do it. You just gotta not go too fast.
Okay, so the tectonic plates shift. I mean, I'm not in San Francisco, so it's not that often. Next up is fucking Sean being refereed by me.
Yeah, I know.
Fucking Sean. Be RoboCap. Squawk, I'll be your bad man.
Squawk, 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 squawk.
Demand computed. I'm adjusting the pumping pressure. It's adjusted to level 3 from 10 possible levels of pleasure. Batman.
Can you like read that again, but with the numbers, read them very loud and obnoxious?
Demand computed. I am adjusting the pumping pressure. It's adjusted to level 3 from 10 possible levels of pleasure.
Thank you.
Batman them cracked open an abandoned warehouse, a famous bums community. But today the vagrants are partying at the beach, making orgies and drinking hot beer. There's a dirty bed full of dandruff and pubic hair. The semen is still fresh and smelling very bad, all mixed with black red blood. Probably a hobo was fucking the unwashed, dung-filled, hemorrhagic ass of a tramp. That was the only usable bed. The others were all shredded, covered in vomit and worms.
RoboCop!
I'm getting flashbacks to fucking, was it Scooby-Doo and the Trip of Lust? With the yes. Ball explosion?
Ball explosion.
Hey, RoboCop, don't pull that pin, me boy.
RoboCop, you stay under me. I'm not touching this AIDS-covered shit.
What?
The bed. It's apparently covered in AIDS.
And yeah, shit. Vomit and worms.
Compute it, Batman. I don't need to move myself.
My adjusting vector penis, for maximum thing.
My adaptive penis is capable of independent movements.
My penis actually has its own brain. The penis just comes out and goes, hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Penis.
No, Mr. Penis.
Well, I've had a very hard life, if you know what I mean.
I feel like I've just been given the shaft by the world.
Yeah, but you know what? I still have a little bit of pressure behind me, if you know what I'm saying.
Really, really pisses me off.
Ejaculation.
God damn it.
Fucking try on that one.
RoboCop laid on the bed, waiting for Batman asked to come and involve his machine pumping ready member. Batman removed his gloves, his pants, his cape, and his shirt. He was only
boots, his clothes, his motorcycle,
his answer cycle.
He was only dressed with his boots to not touch the bed, his bat utilities belt, and his mask. His dick was very hard because this is the first time Batman would make love with a cyborg man. Bats them sat, and the metallic cylinder slowly opened his ass. The old oil was helping a lot, but Batman found the problem.
RoboCop, it's so cold here.
No problem, Batman.
RoboCop farted, ignited it, the entire room erupted in flames.
And then RoboCop activated the thermal transporter unit, heating the penis grenade to the temperature of the human body.
Oh, that's better. You know how to please a man, RoboCop,
said Batman, moving his body up and down on the titanium power rod. The artificial nature of that android could matter less to Batman. He could feel a heart beating inside the steel-covered chest. Batman, still being penetrated softly, reached his hands on RoboCop's thighs. The hardness of that machine man was very ostensible. The stell of his legs was very sensual, resembling his Batmobile bodywork.
Oh, RoboCop, I was getting turned on by a scar.
Vroom!
I really have sex with my car.
Wait, so Batman's car also has Batman's voice?
Yes.
He's that narcissistic, yeah.
I got a bad problem. It's called bad butt massage.
RoboCop was liking too, despite his dull countenance. Countenance.
Yeah, sure. You're good. You're good. Keep going.
He never penetrated such a strong man as Batman. With his hands, he gently cherishes the scar-laden back of the Man-Bat. Feeling every imperfection and brutality his lover suffered throughout his life. For this moment, he can ease the pain that lonely man stands every day in the violent and dark streets. The two loving beings were feeling a strong bond. Because the daily hardness and drudgery blocked their hearts to the little pleasures of a man should have in the most intimate moments. They could understand one another, could share their traumas and loneliness, could love again, if only for that night. But then the men reached their climaxes. Batman could feel his penis dripping the primal juice of life.
Oh, so it was dripping Red Bull.
It's got wings. Ugh. Ready to discharge the load of lust all over the heavens.
I need to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Explosior.
Recently, my headset's been having some problems where it'll start making weird hissing noises. And when you made that terrible joke just now, it sounded like crickets.
Creepers.
RoboCop was in the same ecstatic state. Batman couldn't hold it anymore. And the
came on as you were saying that. Jesus.
Filling the warehouse with his most deeper feelings, RoboCop then got rid of his body occlusion and let the oily juice flow its way. But the back grenade was blocked by the pin, blocking the oil passage.
He's got to pull the pin so he can come.
Wait, what if he actually pulls the pin on the grenade?
Are you calling that's the plot point, Logan?
Yes, I'm calling that as the plot point.
Next up is Epidel being refereed by Sean.
More pleasure to Batman and them. The pin got dissolved by RoboCop's oil semen, releasing the gas inside Batman's rectum, while the oil flushed inside the Man-Bat. A good distance being expelled from Batman's ass.
You totally cut out there.
Yeah. Machine oil. Let's try this again. It started to shake, causing more pleasure to Batman and them. The pin got dissolved by RoboCop's oil semen, releasing the gas inside Batman's rectum, while the oil flushed inside the Man-Bat. Fumes could be seen from a good distance being expelled from Batman's ass mixed with the old machine oil.
With old, not the old.
Old his, machine oil.
His ass became a smoke column.
His ass became a barbecue smoker.
Yes.
Smoke all those hot wieners.
Oh.
The morning, the two lovers woke up. They kisses one another and them. Batman saw something. Look, RoboCop. Your memory's back up. Now we can save my identity, Batman.
What? You but there missed were three letters.
We missed three whole words there. It cut from the word identity to just Batman.
Yeah.
I don't know what is happening.
And thus there was a long silence.
And that's what editing is for.
No one knew what to do. Right. Editing is great.
No.
I don't think push-a-talk is going to work.
You know, we'll have to sub in post. I will have to read all the words that are missed.
No, you use Microsoft, Sam.
Can we try that joke once on OCAD?
Yeah.
Just read loudly.
Yes, it's correct, Batman. But there was something RoboCop wasn't telling Batman. Something. I collected this incense.
It just did it again! It was just something
up.
I was telling Batman something sad. RoboCop, I collected this incense and shoot this photo from my deceased cousin. Do you have something like this in your memory bank? Let me analyze. Analyzing. Analysis complete. Crossing the information on both subjects, I found this connects with a group of new age.
Do you have other tabs open in your browser right now?
The only tabs open are Discord and the FIC.
Shit. Well, close out every other program running on your computer.
That's not gonna help.
There's literally nothing else open except a WordPad document.
It's WordPad! I knew it!
Try uninstalling and reinstalling your computer.
I'm using the web page. And I think I've tried that before, and like the desktop app just doesn't work at all for me.
Drink for technical difficulties?
No. Steel's gonna die.
Oh, God.
I'm reading.
I blame you, Steve-O.
Gonna just power through this page, and then just, I'm gonna just have to
power through this page. Then you do what you need to do.
Both subjects. I found this connects with a group of new age hippies called the Return of Flower King. They worship 70s crap bands and sell secondhand the Mamas and the Papas t-shirts to crazy old ladies living in the suburbs. They look dangerous. I guess we should check them. Batman called a taxi, and both Batman and RoboCop entered, going to the lunatic hippies' headquarters. After a while, they arrived. That was a strange place, a big castle covered with grave flowers and smelling incense everywhere. It's the same smell I felt at Oliver's place, said Batman.
How can you feel a smell?
You can feel a fart before it happens.
One smart fellow, he felt smart.
It's kind of a feeling, isn't it?
Say it quickly.
One smart fellow, he felt smart.
Keep saying it quickly.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. 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 One smart fellow, he felt smart.
Say it faster, Steve.
One smart fellow, he felt smart. One smart fellow, he smelt. He smelt.
Say it all, Steve. Say it all.
You're banned.
Banned. Throw him in the gutter. Send him to grandma.
Damn it! I only have, like, one living grandma.
Oh, look at you. Only one. Some of us don't have any.
I have one.
I don't.
Some of us don't even have a father.
Oh.
Hi!
Steve doesn't either, right?
Hi!
Dead Dad Club in the hizzy!
In the hizzy. Please continue reading.
RoboCop then analyzed the place with his thermal goggles. There are three individuals inside that have no weapons and look very aged.
Oh!
Jesus, Lord Almighty!
RoboCop has graced us!
Your move, RoboCop!
Strange. I think we should eavesdrop.
There's so much that is being missed!
Oh, really?
You turned into RoboCop himself, and then it was silence for like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know if like, whatever's
wrong. Power through! Power through!
I'll be able to fix it.
We'll figure it out, because your mic sounds great. I'll walk you through troubleshooting it afterwards.
Steve will fix everything except his own.
As they approach the place,
it's not approached.
Oh, nope. As they apparate the place, Bats saw a circle with a flower upside down inside the building walls through a window. It's the same symbol. These people must be involved in the crime. Batman lockpicked the door, and then they entered. The entrance hall was narrow and full of old vinyls. As the heroes proact another door, a gas leaked in. Batman, it's a trap, said RoboCop in a monotone. Batman, it's a trap, said RoboCop in a monotone voice. Now we're seriously fucked, Robo! The two men tried to open the doors, but all locked. They were felling dizzy. The gas was affecting them. After a minute, they passed out. Wake up, you bastards!
It's not minute.
Oh. After a... they passed out.
After a what?
Wake up, you bastards!
After a what? It suddenly cut out when you said the word!
After a minute, they passed out. Bastards, shouted the old hippie, slapping Batman's and RoboCop's faces.
Ew.
So you want to invade our divine shrine, don't you? Batman got control of himself again.
Yes.
He and Robo were chained to a chair in the middle of a big room with three hippies looking at them and a legion of zombies behind, waiting orders. Why did you kill Oliver? Asked Batman.
He's done. He did it.
I made it.
I know. I'm trying to see who's next. My tabs are not working properly. Next up is Val being refereed by Logan. Now, Epidel, I will work with you on the side.
All right. We didn't kill him. He is reborn like the others. We taught them the hippie way of life. They fight against the Vietnam, the corporations, and the pottery industry. Now they will be our sexual zombie slaves, cried the mad hippie. You bastards, said RoboCop with a monotone voice. You can't understand. The dream must not end. The peace and love is eternal. The lead hippie snapped his fingers, and the zombie legion moved towards the heroes. Fuck, said Batman. These corpses are going to eat our brains. We have no hope, RoboCop. It's all over. If only
Wait,
I guess you're
when
dead.
Did zombies show up?
Just now.
Yeah.
Like, just now.
Literally, just now.
Like,
just
there
now.
Was no establishment that zombies were a thing in this universe.
No, Dave. In fact, this time you were paying attention. It just happened.
Okay, great. Should pay attention more often.
Yeah, please right. Continue.
Thank you. Sorry, Batman. It's sad our relationship ends this way. The zombies are approaching the heroes
every time nearer, every time faster. Wait, why is the first one underline and not the second?
Why is anything in this game?
Yeah. And them.
Wait, this game? Stop.
Yeah, he said game. Probably because he's playing one.
No.
David, what are you playing?
Not playing anything.
David, what are you playing? You've not already playing shown anything. You've already shown that you're not paying attention when you're refereeing. What are you playing?
I'm not playing anything.
David, what are you playing besides Prevent the Chicken War?
Well, that actually has died down, so...
He plays Hard-Boiled Chicken.
He's playing Rocket Birds.
Yes.
Yes, that is what I do. I play Rocket Birds when you're not looking, Steve.
Okay, then...
Oh, he's totally playing something because he signed out of Steam!
No, I signed out of Steam, so you wouldn't be like, oh, what are you playing, Dave?
But I'm still like, what are you playing, Dave?
Not playing anything, Steve.
Oh, that is so hot, Daft Punk.
Yes.
Please continue. Daft Punk.
Alright. They are completely immobile. Immobile.
Yes.
I think that actually is spelled correctly. I think that's immobile.
Yeah. Doing nothing and only staring at Batman. Batman and RoboCop. My bad.
Batman and RoboCop.
Staring. Batman, these zombies aren't going to eat us.
Looks like this, but why?
The mad lead hippie them shout. Why you fuckers stuck? Come on, eat the bastards! Batman looked down, thought a bit, and understood.
You shit hippie told me that you taught them the hippier way of life, didn't you?
Yes!
This is elementary, my dear smelly disease laden, an intelligent animal's friend.
Yes, inintelligent.
Inintelligent.
Yes.
The hippie way of life means peace, love, and a meat-free regime.
Can you say that more deep-throated, like deep-voiced? Not which deep part? Throat. Don't pretend to be sucking penis.
Do the thing that he said.
The hippie way of life means peace, love, and a meat-free regimen.
That's as low as I can go.
That's beautiful.
For zombies only eat vegetables.
What? Please don't eat zombie vegetables. That's what I got out of it.
These zombies only eat vegetables.
Okay.
The hippie understood, looked down, clenched his hands, looked up another no. But it's really written like
no.
And there's more. My friend here only eats car oil. I eat bats and rats.
What?
I don't think Batman eats just bats and rats.
I fucking love it. It helps me stay calm and powerful. Bats are surprisingly full of protein.
Well, yeah, because meat. And they eat insects. Right.
But you, the three, I believe, are full of delicious fruits, green plants, and muesli inside your stomachs.
The three hippies look one another in horror. The zombies look one another in joy. How can zombies look at each other? Whatever.
They got eyes.
Yes, but zombies are usually have no emotions. Anyway.
Great.
The zombies look one another and joy. Now they're going to eat good and healthy food. The undead started to move in the hippies' direction. They were encircled and couldn't escape. Oliver was the first, ripping the lead hippie belly and opening its stomach with his own nails. The hippie bowels fell on the ground, and it was stuffed with delicious grass.
Ew. Grass is not delicious.
It's probably like cress.
There are some manner of grasses that are delicious.
Yeah, like lettuce.
Like lemongrass.
Let us continue this story.
Oh, Steve, bring it home. Steve, are you going to bring that comedy that hard, man?
Oh, you know it, Davey.
That hard. But the zombies didn't want to eat because there's blood. Don't be afraid, zombies.
The zombies are like, ew, blood.
Their blood is full of vitamin and minerals. The iron is good for your heart. The zombies smiled and started to eat the three hippies alive, drinking all of their blood, eating the bones, and licking the skin.
Tasty.
They only left intact the meat because it is sin. Sure.
The logic is just flawless.
After the crime was solved, it's time to depart. Bruce Wayne was holding RoboCop's hand and looking in his helmet-covered eyes.
RoboCop, you made me a new man. It's a shame we need to go separate ways. Will you remember me forever?
Yes, Bruce. Yes. And the two joined their lips, doing their last kiss. Bruce then waved his hand entered a taxi cab, and went away to Gotham. But RoboCop didn't tell Bruce that his memories of their love night will exist no more. They must be erased together with the knowledge of his secret identity for the sake of Batman's crime fighting for the humanity. It will be as it never happened. But one thing RoboCop knew. He won't have the memories, but his passion and strong feelings will be forever in his heart. That can be destroyed. The end.
That, wait, so the purpose of that story was to have RoboCop forget the memory of Bruce Wayne being Batman.
Yes.
But he ended up remembering that Bruce Wayne was Batman.
No, he just said that he had to lose those memories.
But
he will remember that he loves Bruce Wayne for some reason, he says.
I guess that makes sense.
Well, you know what we have to do next, right? This one.
What's that?
We have to read the next part of the story.
Yes.
RoboCop and Batman, bitter divorce court.
No, even better. This is the one that Brian was reading. No, this is the one we read at my birthday in Vegas.
I wasn't there for that.
It's Doomsday Womb.
It is Doomsday Womb.
I wasn't there for that.
Well, you've read this before with me.
Oh, yes. God.
You did. You totally did.
I don't remember things.
Well, good.
Oh, you will remember.
You will definitely remember once we get through to it. Remember, Dr. Claw steals the Large Hadron Collider?
Yes.
And he puts a dark black hole. Not a dark hole.
Hey.
No, don't
spoil it.
No spoiling for whoever hasn't read.
Well, next up is Logan being refereed by me.
Doomsday Womb. Summary. Dr. Claw is in Metropolis. He planned a great heist at the Metropolis Bank, but a Man of Steel is on his way. But Claw's plan are more nefarious than soups think. It will blow everyone heads. Chapter 1, Doomsday Womb.
Oh, so that's why they call it that.
The author. Hi, people. New story here. This one took me 2 weeks to do because of the college. But it's finally done. Hope you enjoy. It's canon inside my Batman stories continuity. If you want, read the other Batman stories to know some plot points, but it's not totally necessary. Enjoy Doomsday Woo. Inspector Gadget is visiting Metropolis with pennies and brain. Tater, the CERN lab scientists are showing the new discoveries of the Large Hadron Collapser. And the possible creation of a black hole of minuscule dimensions. Gadget, Penny, and Brain are at the main hall of the Metropolis Expo Center. Gagtay says to Penny, "Wowzers! This Metropolis Police Expo Hall is ginormous, Pennies! It's Metropolis, Uncle. Metropolis? Beware, Penny! You'll catch..."
Yeah! Oh, good! That's a drink for you! That is a drink! Good job. I'm so proud.
You did it, Boggs.
Penny looks down and sighs. Unlucky she was. A snot from her nose falls on the ground, but no one sees. After a while looking at the magnanimous gadgets exposed at the convention, a call is made to Inspector. Chief Quimby! Penny, said Gadget. Looks like Inspector Gadget is always on duty. Wait here and be a good girl. And Gadget to go to where Chief is. A trash can outside the Expo Center.
What are you doing, Dave?
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Bow, bow. Go, Gadget, go! Go, Gadget, go!
Thanks. Now bring him back.
He can bring himself back. He has that power. Let's see. Where the fuck was I?
Hurry, we're losing listeners!
Penny and... Well, if someone wouldn't be singing so damn much.
I only sang one much.
Penny and Brain follows without be seeing. Inspector Gadget, said Chief Quimby, take a look at your mission. And Gadget gets the paper. Inspector
Gadget. Yourself!
No, Inspector. Inspector Gadget. Gadget reads, Dr. Claw is planning on using the LHC to generate a black hole and suck all the money from Metropolis National Bank. You must prevent him and arrest him too. This message will self-explode. Gadget rubs his prosthetic chin and says to the Chief Quimby in the trash can, Aye, Chief Quimby.
This mission is a mission for inspect. God damn it. Inspector Gadget.
No, no.
Gadget.
Gang it. Gang it.
Ganged get. And Gadget throws the paper on the trash can where Quimby was. The paper self-explodes and jerk off an eye from Chief Quimby. Did you hear that, Brain? Asked Penny. We must help Uncle Gamget.
Uncle Inspector Gamget.
Where could the LHD possibly be? And Penny thnicks a bit. Oh, it's obvious. If the Chief Quibby is here, the exposition is here, and the scientists are here, the LHD is here too. Brain nudes in agreement, and they proceed to enter the Exipo Center. Brain, follow Uncle Gadget. I'll stay here with my computer notebook waiting something bad to happen.
Yeah, this just goes downhill real goddamn fast.
Nope.
Goodbye, whoever that was.
It's Epidel.
Welcome back.
Brain disguise.
So, did you fix your thing?
It works on the desktop app now.
You got it to work? Yeah! Now go back and read that whole page that you fucked up.
Yeah, no, we're not going to make him do that. Brain disguises himself with a scientist lab coat and paranormal glasses and creeps behind Gadget. Gadget start to move, searching for clues inside trash cans, scientists' lab coats, women beauty cleavages, and serpents' arses.
Of course.
But nothing.
Because, you know, Slytherin.
Damn! Looks like Dr. Claw hid very well the LHC.
Legacins, did you post a large hard-on collider?
Yep, he did.
Profanizes Gadget, but after some moments, a big explosion can be heard inside the giant expo center. Oh, noes! Mad agents are invading the place, shooting people in the eyes and ripping off women's brassieres.
Oh, no!
God Not damn that. It! Fast, Gorget! You must save the scientists. Too late. All of them are dead. Mad agents used a giant lawnmower and grinded everyone to them to dead. But where's Penny? She was at the hall. Was she grinded to death too?
I can't even.
She was grinded to death.
No, I just...
It's over.
I know it's over. I forgot how bad this is. This is so good.
It's awesome! Shut your mouth!
Yeah, this isn't that bad. Get over yourself.
Yeah.
Next up is me being refereed by Val.
Oh, hey.
Okay? Okay.
Okay.
Brain, seeing that Inspector Gadget is oblivious to the slogthering behind him, jumps on the Gadget's back and tries to turn his head to see. What? A mad agent? You bastard! You are under arrest! Go, go, Gadget Dildo!
And of course he had that.
And a giant phallic dildo gets out of his hat, procked towards Brain's ass, and penetrates it summarily, incapacitating the poor dog's butt.
Gross.
Now, you mad crook, tell me where the LHC and Dr. Claw are! But what Gadget can't see is the mad agents taking away the giant LHC behind him again. Those bastards! How cannot you respect Inspector Gadget, the best pulse man of the district?
Pulse or pulche?
Pulche. Yes, I would like an entree of chowfa with a side of pulche.
I just want some sizzling fajitas.
Of course you would. All right, where was I? The best Gadget. Pulche man, yes. Well, Gadget interrogates Brain with his vicious, anally violating methods. Dr. Claw is at his HQ in Metropolis, a high, tall sky casper near Daily Bugle. Or Bugle? Is it Bugle or Bugle?
It's Bugle.
Bugle,
where works Lunas Lane with his...
First off, many problems with what you just said, Steve.
Uh-huh.
The Daily Bugle is a Spider-Man reference, and Lugas Lane is a place downtown Baltimore.
Lunas.
Yeah, I said Lunas.
Yeah,
yes, Lunas. But he said Lugas.
Where was I? Totally.
With Lunas! His monitor.
With his monitor that monitors all the city, he now sees the mighty particle accelerator getting transported to his HQ by the Metropolis highways. I can't do this as good.
Metropolis has highways, so yeah, it makes sense.
Well, I was going to say more so, I can't do this as good as Logan, so forgive me.
Oh, do you want me to sub in here?
No, I do not.
Oh, come on.
I don't!
You can laugh at his terrible mad. Like, Dr. Mad.
Steve, just
Dr. Claw.
Excellent. Steve,
it's not hard, just go.
Mike.
Shut up!
My dear agents are bringing here the famous.
Hey, everybody in chat who can do a good Dr. Claw, raise your hands.
Yeah, my hand is raised. My hand's raised.
I can't keep it.
My hand's not.
Well, I don't think I can do that.
Val, give us your best Dr. Claw.
It just sounds like you're mumbling into somebody's groin.
No better than Steve's.
Now I can steal the Metrop. Steel is in real steel. The Metropolis Bank. And
Hello, Jackman.
What's this? They are brining a visit too. Ha ha. Ha ha ha.
And Dr. Claw rubs his Mad Cat's pussy head.
Mad Cat's is bankrupt, so.
After a while, the mad agents brought the LHC and are transporting a victim with them. The elevator to the Doctor's Claw's room. The Doctor Claw's room open. The two mad agents enter, escorting the person. They arrived at Dr. Claw's desk and talk. Here, Dr. Claw, I think you're going to like something extra we brought here to you. Dr. Claw laughs like mad. He is sitting on his high school chair.
His high school chair.
Just HS chair.
Have you ever tried to sit in like a high school chair?
Comfortable, man. Thank we did gosh. An escape room a couple weeks ago with them old school single piece desks. They're not comfortable.
All the single ladies.
All the single desks. All the single desks.
Put your desks up.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
With his back turned to the mad agents and the kidnapped. Throughout a monitor, he sees the face of a Pisan.
Welcome.
No, it's a Pezon.
It's Pisan.
Pezon.
To me. Wait.
Pezon.
Pezon. What does that
Pezon?
Mean in French?
No.
Pezon.
Hey, wait a second. Where is my Pezon?
Yeah, where is Logan's Pezon?
I don't know where yours is, but I had one this weekend.
You monster.
I know.
Didn't you post pictures of that?
You monster energy drink.
I actually had to get one of those today because I was fucking dying at work.
I prefer Rockstar.
I don't. They taste like crap.
Somebody order me one of them, like, banned bottles of Jolt or whatever. I like to drink that shit.
Ah, welcome, my dear visitor. I hope you don't thought my mad agents threatened you, mad Penny.
Yes, Penny got kidnapped and now is on the clutches of evil Dr. Claw.
My Uncle Gadget will get you, Dr. Claw. You can't escape.
On the contrary, dear Penny, you can't escape. And now I can do everything I want with you.
Ah. Oh, come on, it's not that hard.
It really isn't.
It wasn't
Steve.
The voice, it was the laugh. It was the laugh over my fucking throat. Ow. Penny's legs start to shake in despair. Ooh. Now she now fear for her untouched seminal underage body.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright. What can the devilishly madlicious, which is my new favorite word, Dr. Claw do to her?
I'm madlicious.
Madlicious maple pops. I like it.
All right.
Mad agents, bring here the LHC.
And they bring.
Now, mad agents, pull down the panties of Miss Penny. Let me see that beautiful uterus of her.
That's not where the uterus is.
Detail!
And the two mad...
Gotta look in the window to see what's inside.
Ha.
Try to pull
point,
down
Logan.
Her pants, but Penny fights. No, you can't! Stop!
Mad agents!
Shout Dr. Claw, still watching through the monitor.
Do it now!
And the mad agents tries to force Penny's pants down. She fights like a lioness. Lika, a royal eagle of bald likeness.
What?
But it is useless. The agents are vicious, and they manage to put down her pants. Now only the panties remain. They put the hand there, and Penny starts to kick them in the faces. Penny knocks down the two agents and start to run towards the elevator. Dr. Claw utters, "It's you cells, Penny. You cannot escape." And Dr. Claw presses a button, and a wall laser sends a shock to Penny, putting her to sleep. I thought wall lasers are supposed to dismember.
When you get to be this good at being Dr. Claw, can do whatever you want.
I thought you said my Dr. Claw was terrible.
Oh, no. I'm referring to myself.
Damn.
I mean, Logan's got a point.
Yes, in his pants, but only sometimes.
Yeah. Well, no, most of the times.
Dr. Claw get up from his kahir.
It's a hard dick life for logs. It's a hard dick life for logs.
Move to Penny's direction.
He wants to have his penis out, and he makes all the ladies shout.
Pull off his panties! Her panties, not Logan's panties! And then...
Hey, don't touch Logan. He can do what he wants.
Now, man, Penny, it's time. Wolf Boy, you're up being refereed by Dagan. I'm going to go gargle like salt water for a while.
What are you going to gargle, Steve?
He's going to go gargle some ropes.
Ooh, some ropey ropes.
Back to the exposition center. Lawlin's Lane is Lawlin's Lane is there, searching someone to interview about the slaughter, but no one is there. Well, only Inspectoros Gadge.
Inspectoros. Inpectoros.
Oh, damn it. Inpectoros Gadgete. But she can't find him. He is at the top of the expo, still interrogating brain. After some while, Superman arrives at the place, and Lois asks him, "Superman, a massacre happened here. Where have you been?" "Do you want me to answer, Lois?" Answer Supes blinks to her lustfully and rubbing his crotch.
He started a fire.
Lois swallows a gob of spit and goes away searching for another one to interview. Superman then hear a dog whining?
I don't know. Ask David. He's your referee.
Yeah, whining.
Whining, okay. And flies to the top of the building to see what happened. Brain is there on a pool of blood with a dildo in his ass, arfing and moaning.
Mad Agent spelled backwards is damn.
Gadget is Seat Ted at his side, resting, because the... Oh, God. Interrogatinon.
Interrogatinon,
was harsh,
baby.
Was harsh, and he couldn't get satisfactory answers. Supes asks, "What are you doing here? This dog is nearly dead!" "No, arf. I was interrogating him. He almost talked, but I think there's something in his throat. When he opens mouth, only barkeries come from it." Damn.
Oh, that's a dog. That's how a dog works. Barkeries come from a dog.
Borf, borf.
Exactly, see? Bark with me if you're my dog.
I'll be honest, guys. I think I've had too much to drink.
Already?
Already? How are you already drunk?
The pink lemonade is hitting me way harder than I expected.
It's hard liquor! What do you expect?
Steve, are you the new Dave of our group now? Where you can't handle your liquor at all?
Well, no, that would require Dave to be the new Steve, which, let's be honest, is never gonna fucking happen.
Hey, fuck you. I can do what I want.
Alright, David, fine. You run the stream, you record the show, you edit the show, you organize the guests, you edit the fix and vet them, you do everything.
All right. Wouldn't it make more sense for me to be the new you?
No, because then who would David be? We can't have two Davids.
Yeah, you can. That'd be great.
Unfortunately, I think that is the reality we're in.
Oh, God. We picked the word that was a bad future from Sonic CD.
I get that reference.
I don't, because I could never get that game to play.
Aww.
Then the room got sad because Logan couldn't play it on Steam. Because it's on Steam, so you could just go play it on Steam.
Okay, but I'm not going to buy it again on Steam.
Why not?
Because I don't like Sega.
Please read.
Please read.
Damn. I'll take this poor soul to an hospital. And Supes take Brain to a hospital in the speed of light. And immediately returns to Gadnaget. I'm trying to pronounce that as fucking fuck you word.
Gadnaget.
What are you? A madman? Gadget stand up and waves hand. No way. Iris Mads Goon and Dr. Claw too. But I poundled?
David, you're the ref. Him, yeah.
Say the word again?
No, read the word, Dave. You're supposed to tell him how to say it.
Oh, it's Gamget.
It's not a word.
I'm literally at my refrigerator right now. What do you want?
You're not, because you're right in front of your microphone!
I just got back!
Then you're not in front of your friend!
Stop fucking lying!
I'm going to say it's Candled.
Candled, yeah. Candled.
Cuff him yet. When Superman started to get angry with the shitty chatting, an immenseful bangy rattle was heard from the street. Supes and Gadget went to see what it was. Oh my god! It looks like the city is in the middle of a hurricane. Cars, trees, houses, people, everything is getting thrown away.
Ron, read it again.
Wait. Everything is getting thrown away.
Don't be racist.
Gadget goes on the Superman's back, and Supes follow the path of Destructuion?
Destructuion, yes.
And they notice that everything is... Oh, god damn it! Fuck that word!
Good luck with the word.
Everything is converging to one spot in the street.
Convergento.
To one spot in the street.
I've never seen anybody masturbate over singularities.
Hold on, let me see if I can make that happen.
Oh,
someone post black hole porn, please.
Oh no, I was just gonna go look at the Wikipedia page for black hole, Dave.
Also, good time for Monster Girl porn. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm gonna say if you type in black hole porn, you're probably not gonna get what you're looking for.
No, you're not.
Or you may get
singularity porn.
You literally may get exactly what you're looking
for. Supes, there from the sky with Gadget on his back, goes dive down to see more closer what happens. Oh no! That dance be happening! Inspector Gadget shouts, Penny! Yes, it's Penny. Every snig in the city is getting sucked inside her vagina. Cars, trucks, motorcycles, lampposts, buildings, every snigs. Supes shout from there in the sky, making strong muscles to not be sucked inside the girl's sex vortex organ. You, Inspector Gadgetess, niece, what happened? From there on the street...
That's happened.
Oh, what happened? From there on the street, Penny, very frightened, shout to Superman. Oh, Superman, it's disaster! Dr. Claw injected inside my uterus a mini black hole from the LHC and told me to go to the Metropolis Bank. So this way, the black hole would suck the money in and Dr. Claw would get it.
Oh, no.
That's obviously how black holes work.
Well, technically, the information that falls into a black hole is not lost until Hawking radiation takes over, so...
Maybe.
Maybe, right. Logs is correct on that maybe. We don't know because, lol, we dumb.
Superman got shocked. What he is gonna do? He don't understand hard sciences. He only knows how to fly.
Superman actually knows a lot of science.
Shut up. Nobody cares about stupid comics.
Superman shouts to Penny. Penny!
Wait. I just imagined Superman doing a giant burp at Penny. Thanks, Jeeves.
Bam!
It's not helpful, Superman!
Just a sonic belch.
Also, if she's got a black hole inside her uterus, how is that stable?
If
it's sucking things into the uterus.
It's science, David. Stop
no.
David, horses don't live in a black hole. It's not a stable.
Oh my god, Steve, shut up.
Penny, be right there, and I'll be back in a moment. And Superman flies, a-wee-ah.
No, it's a-yah.
flies Aya. He decides to seek help and goes to Gotham City. Tajiri.
That's Tajiri, the wrestler from the early 2000s.
Tajiri, Batman can help him. Batman, says Superman in the Batcave. Help!
Jalopy!
I know the answer to your problems, Superman.
Those probolums.
Probolum. No probolo. To your probolum, Superman, answers Batman. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. Next up is David being refereed by Lo.
Yes, and there is only two ways to save penis from this terrible disaster.
I don't know if that's how that works.
That's not now.
Penis. One, you throw her in the Phantasm Zone.
No! That's out of the question!
Begs Superman, utterly cam-rooted.
And two, says Batman, you must fuck her!
Shouts Gadnet?
Gadnet
and Superman.
Yes, Superman, you probably DeSant know this, but you have more power or secret powers in your body than you imagine. See, I have a sample of your semen here in my lab.
Semen?
Asked Superman.
Why do you have my semen?
It's very simple. I have collected every kind of bodily fluid from your body. In eventuality's case. So, continuing. I put your semen in a can and around it a rotating wheel made of kryptonite. At the right speed, the field produced by the kryptonite transforms your semen into an antimatter bomb. If it goes into contact with matter, it explodes.
Hey, sassy Cyberman, very happy. Now we can cipher penny. Just put this retarding thing into a cannon that spits gum, and we just shoot inside our carrot.
Batman does disagree. No, I don't. It isn't that simple, Superman. See. Semen only stays in antimatter form only a couple of nanoseconds. No cannon have this response time or speed at launching projectiles. But your penis has. It can launch its cum at Yana's secondic speeds.
So you are saying I must rape it to save Metropolis.
Exactly.
Inspector Gadget wasn't really paying attention to the talks. He was really impressed with those Tyrannosaurus bones in the Bats Caves. Unnecessary pluralization of several words. So, our heroes go back to Metropolis to save apostrophe Penny. Batman is at a rooftop building, explaining to Supes what to do.
So, Superman, put the spinning ring of kryptonite around your dick. Press this button to start, and the field will be generated. Then you jerk your dick inside Penny's.
Wait, don't do that, Superman, because if you try to do that, it's going to be a resonance cascade and Half-Life is going to happen.
Whatever, man, fuck you. A jerk off. It's simple.
But Batman.
Ass soups.
Kryptonite makes me.
No, Dave! You're saying but something and you're not reading it like Black Dynamite, so you need to change that.
But Batman. Ass soups. Kryptonite makes me weak. No, I liked what I was about to do that you were interrupting me with.
But Batman,
asked Supes, kryptonite makes me weak.
I like the first one.
Young Superman, penis is in your head.
And boldly, like a mad airplane, Superman goes to where penis was.
No, this is pennies.
No, it's penis.
No, it's pennies.
There's no apostrophe. It's penis.
It's pennies.
It's penis.
I'm the ref. Read it right.
I'm putting this has to go to a vote.
Logan's right.
I'm the moral compass.
Fuck you, you traitorous Sean!
No, David, wait a minute. Sean's wrong. I'm the moral compass. Logan's right.
Yeah!
Wife, come over here and look at this word and tell me what it is.
Pennies?
No! Traitor!
Every episode we have at least no one, more. It's always the Judy line.
I don't want to read no more.
Finish your fucking page.
Taking my ball and going home.
Is that what they said?
That's what they said. You agreed with them. How could you? Through better or worse, through thick and chunky, you betrayed me.
Through fanfic or not fanfic.
Through thick and chunky.
No.
through fanfic or Rule 34.
Dave, stop reading your wedding vows and read the fucking fic.
The black hole inside her was strong, but Soups fought with justice. He attached the contraption on his dick and approached Penny. Connor, I fear that I must break your virginity to save our city. Penny looked Superman, seeing hope. Don't be afraid, Super! The black hole already sucked in my hymen. And then Superman moves his penis to penetrate Penny's vagina.
No, read it right!
No! Take a stand! God damn it!
Wait, he said vagina.
No, he said penis.
Yes, but he also said vagina.
I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
You said vagina.
No, I didn't.
You said penis vagina. This time.
No, I didn't. Shut up.
You said penis vagina.
I didn't do shit.
I can't wait to see the editing on this episode.
I didn't do it. No.
Yeah, exactly. He's not going to edit this, and neither am I.
So, Steve, just take where I said it and replace it. Just say it, but make it progressively slower as every time you say it.
Every time David says the page number, the show gets slower. The episode ends up being 13 hours long.
But something went wrong. Oh no! Superman's penis is flaccid like an elf dick. What's he gonna do?
No.
Nope. What? That's what he's. What he's gonna do! What he's gonna do! Penny see what happened and immediately picks he computer notebook. There, she tries to find a solution to the predicament. Alperman, says Penny, playing a game of CSGO. You're weak because of the kryptonite. I like kryptonite. That's funny. It sounds like an old man thing. I think I found a solution that can make your dick solid rock hard, or solid hard rock. Yes? Sigh!
Okay. Sigh.
I sigh.
Oh, I didn't hear the it part. Sorry. Okay. Next up is Sean being refereed by Logan.
Why am I refereeing so much?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because you have to go soon.
No, I'm looking at it cross-eyed. It's Sean being refereed by me.
Well, I found some strange readings when you were talking with Batman up there on the rooftop. And my notebook computer x-ray vision could saw through your pants. Looks like your dick was throbbing.
But what was... But what about the solution?
Superman, I think you're know what the solution is.
Yes, says Superman, lowers his head. Batman. Superman, with his powerful sonic voice, calls Batman to go down there. Batman asks, what is it, Supes? Batman, I think we cannot hide any longer what we feel for each other. This is the only way to save the city. Batman slowly closes his eyes, unzips his pants, and says, I understand, Clark. Batman's dick is very hard and throbbing as hell. First, Batman gropes Superman's buttocks to see if there's danger.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, it's stranger to me, so it's dangerous to all of us.
You know, America owes his debt of gratitude to the strength and leadership of mesothelioma.
What?
What?
Whoosh!
It's from a YouTube poop I watched like years ago, but I think
are you
it's
watching
funny
it right
still.
Now or no?
No.
Okay.
But it could be. Let's do that.
Superman.
Thanks, Dave. Thank you for admitting that you literally do not care about this show.
I do care. Why is the first thing that pops up in Google America owes Germany gold?
What? Superman, don't constrict your buttocks of steel on my dick. You can cut it off.
No!
Squeeze!
Don't be afraid, Batman. I'm weak and defenseless. And then Batman introduces his Batmember inside Superman's hide-bound ass. Batman let go an involuntary moan and get very ashamed he let that happen. But Superman liked, and his kryptonite covered his dick immediately, goes immediately hard. He then introduces it inside Penny's vagina. She moans, too. Penny goes totally wet. Penny's goes totally wet. But unlucky she was. The black hole sucks the lubricating fluids. Holy shit. She needs it, or at least Superman's penis is going to utterly destroy her infant cunts.
Great.
Great.
Great. But as, great the cheese.
But as the royal loyal dog brain is, he sees her problem and immediately runs towards her. He then promptly barks.
Woof.
And he says,
"What is it, Brain? Do you want to help me?"
Oh God, Brain, don't do what I think you're gonna do.
Brain, you will do what you think he's gonna do.
Brain nods in agreement. Penny them, while being fucked by Superman, puts her hands on her labia majora
mask
and stretches it to accommodate the now licking dog's tongue.
No!
I like the next line.
Brain is not in the better position on the world because he must lick Superman's dick too, and that's gross for a dog to do.
Get a lemur, get a sloth, get a llama, get a cow, any other animal, it's fine, but dog, that's gross.
He just needs to put peanut butter on it.
No, please, don't road trip this up.
So Batman, while penetraculing inside Superman, but can't help but feel a bit dirt. He remembers that day when he shared intimacy moments with the fellow RoboCop man. "It's like cheating on a spouse," sighs Batman in silence. But he knows that for his criming, fighting, vigilant way of
That's
life... fighting, vigilante way of life is full of incontinencies.
You're good.
His own desires cannot stay up front and take his will to save the world away from him. Batman is so confused.
So am I.
We all are. Superman and RoboCop occupy a strange place inside his heart. He can't just let one of them dominate it. No, or else the life would get unbearable.
Lazlo agrees.
So does somebody's phone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's my phone saying I need to dinner roll.
Superman has no qualms about what is happening. At least, not on Batman's behalf. He knows that sex with a man is no properly cheating, and Lois Lane would understand it. But what annoys and worries him is Penny. Yes, a girl like her would turn Lois
very jealous.
The
chicken's back! Yeah! Oh, wait.
No, it's not the dog.
Chicken. It's not the chicken.
Oh, it's the dog?
Yeah, that's...
It's Laza.
Laza, oh, your own dog.
Okay, hold on.
Great Laza, job, why are you doing an impersonation of David's chicken? Okay.
I don't know what she wants.
Okay, after this page is over, Epidel is up being refereed by Sean. Yes, refereed by Sean. So, just take that into account.
She must not know, but Supes can trust the blondie girl. She is mature enough to not put her spoon inside the other selves' relationships. And Brain is only a dog. No condemning words go out of his barking throat.
So, Superman rocking hard obelisk of baryonic properties is getting full of blood and readies itself to
Why does Google not think that word is wrong?
Ejaculating.
Let's Google see if it is real. Yeah.
Inside Penny's tinnitus small cunt, but Supes need an incentive. While Brain licking his dick is pleasurable enough, only the man bat can make him come. But who can make Batman jizz inside super...
No, ejaculating only occurs in three websites on the internet, all of which are this thick.
I think it was confusing for the computer to understand what the fuck was happening.
But who can make Batman jizz inside Superma's steel rectum? The guilty inside his bones are turning his dick flaccid. No, if Batman did not come now, Superman can't come too, and the black hole will consume Metropolis whole and even the world. But like a fresh flea of hope, Inspector Gadget is here. Yes, he have lust radar inside his body and can sense men's sexual urges. There, from the roof, 1 mile away is from the orgy to kill the black hole. Inspector Gadget unravels his bionic dick from his crotch and proceeds it towards Batman's ass.
Wait, so is his dick a mile long?
Yes,
yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, it extends.
Mile long.
Great.
Dog.
Yeah, mile long dog.
why didn't they include that in the Matthew Broderick film?
Jesus.
I'm sure would have made that better.
Inspector Gadget's dick is metallic, or two T's, basically the same. An eight-inch rod of pure carnal electricity. And without Batman knowing it, the electric penis rod gets inserted.
Batman's I came back
ass.
To a very good part of the story.
Also, my first sex reading, I think, in my five times on this show.
Yeah!
Yay!
Yay!
What a way to start it. The memories from that night with RoboCop are immediately recoved. And now the Batman's dick grows in magnanimous proportions. The gadget dick is similar to his bat grenade, and Gatif fucks similarly to like Robo. Now Batman is complete with quote unquote RoboCop in his butt and Superman on his dick. Batman comes a glorious, juicyful dream inside his long-term friend, not feeling hungry or ashamed. Because he knows deep in his heart, RoboCop would approve that act. Deep in the heart, RoboCop would approve that act. Superman's dick throbbing immensely with that jolt of pure egg white passion inside his bowels. And now he spurts volcanic, cum-tastic lava of antimatter inside Penny's black hole-dwelled vagina. Penny goes all red with the pleasure contaminating her juvenile body to be bloom sexuality. Yes, that girl experienced for the first time in her life the true love between two men inside her and her dog's caress that till that moment was hidden under a coat of fur and loathing.
As one does.
In Metropolis.
Yes.
Brain comes to, and the semen of his animalic body covers the ground with an antithetic jewel liquor of lust, carnal, darling, and sultry poetry.
Macaque.
Chicken's back.
Oh man. Oh,
I think no, that was me laughing.
Yes, yep. So you are David's chicken.
Ugh. With all the antimatter cum going over the black hole, it vanishes to be no mower than a vague memento.
No, it's a weed whacker, not a mower.
But a vague memento of a perfect day, Fro the man covered in bats, the cape clad superboy, the unbratty delicious girl, the sucked-in itself furred dog, and the lantanic bionic cop man. Every one of them falls on the ground.
Well, not then.
Of them then. Falls on the ground and appreciate the moment and laugh at Anno Moore.
I think failed it's appreciate.
Plan. Yep, appreciate the moment.
Appreciate.
Appreciate?
Yes.
The moment and laugh at Anno Moore failed plan of Dr. Claw. At Dr. Claw's HQ, he curses Gadget. Next time, Gadget.
Not next time.
Next time, Gadget. Next time. You will see. Ha, 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 ha. And then Dr. Claw falls on the ground very happy because he was jerking off to that powerful love scene he saw on his monitor. Yes, even evil madman need the pleasure only the tender, loving body can offer to the eyes. The end.
But it's not the end because we still have Val and Logan to read, so you each get a short story each.
I am lightheaded.
Each get a short story each.
Yes, you each get a... First up, for Logan... No. For Val.
What?
The Great Dicks of Earth.
Oh.
Solid title.
Oh, it's a poem!
Lucky.
I'm terrible at poems.
It's okay, Logan. You get to read something by Peter Chimera.
Oh my god, I've had my mic muted for like 8 minutes. I had a really good joke when you said penises of Earth. I was like, oh, the side story to Cosmos.
It's dicks of Earth.
Whatever, fucking butts.
Dick butts,
got
yes. Em.
Yes, fucking dick butts.
Dick butts.
The great dicks of Earth. Let the sweet, fresh semen heal me as it splashes around the girth. Oh, lovely monster penai. Oh, cool, great dicks of Earth. I don't know if it's penai or penny.
It's penny. It's pasta.
I don't. Well, it's supposed to rhyme with me.
Yeah, so penny. We rot in the molds of vagina. We retch at our tainted breath. Foul our flooded cavities, crawling with unclean death.
What Jesus the Christ. Fuck?
is it about necrophilia or something now? Across the seas of darkness, The good great dick is bright. Oh, schlong, that is my desire. Slam down on me tonight. The harsh space between the labia, sullen and dead as the grave holds no... holds not the shaft of her dicks, whose erections of earth they gave. My clit turns hard and longing across the void between to know beyond the spaceway. The spaceways, whoops. The dicks of earth are great. The rust-red Martian's D-cups and lonely wandering hand are not but lifeless visions to who on their surface spanks.
That doesn't rhyme at all.
It's freeform poetry.
Yeah, we've tried each spinning space dildo and reckoned their true worth. Take us back again to the homes of men, to the cool great dicks of Earth. We, during the frozen nights on Titan, dream of Sakura's nipple rings. Yes, yet in all our waking hours, it's the cock alone that sings. Outride the schlongs of Terra, far drives the thundering Wong. Wang. Wong? Wong?
Yes.
Wang. Doesn't matter how you say it, it's not going to rhyme.
To Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's such a good movie.
Right.
Up leaps a load of earth dicks.
Yep. Far drives the tunneling Wang. Up leaps a load of earth dicks. Out far and onward yet. We embark on our adventure. Return and find our cunts wet. To see across the darkness the cool great dicks of earth. The aching clit is calling space women back to their trade. All hands, stand by, free fumbling, and the lights below us fade. The schlongs that shine around us are torches on the road. The black extending outward is with great penai sewed. We pray for one last landing on the pole that gives us mirth. Let us rest our eyes on the fleecy scrotums and the cool great dicks of earth. Fine.
Stop fapping!
No!
Logan, you're up next.
Give me my thing.
Here's your thing. Desert Bus 1. Desert Bus Ride 1, a romance story and for ladies.
Fan fiction of that game Penn and Teller
did
made?
Did we read this before? Yep.
Yes, we did.
Well, shit. Let me find another one. Hold on.
Steve is bad at shit.
Why is it in the stuff we haven't read yet, then?
Well, I don't know. Who organizes this document?
Probably not me, because...
Probably no. Sean and his pizone-grubbing ways.
Yeah, Sean, where's my pizone?
Come up to Canada and get you one.
Where's my pizone?
Well, I don't have anything else short enough to read in the short amount of time, so can I just give you a triple next week?
Don't talk about sex stuff on
no,
the show.
No, you can't, because I have to work next week.
Okay, how about I just let you read the first hour?
The whole first hour? Sure, why not?
Okay.
That's a lie.
There we go. Oh, you think I'm lying? Ah! No, we're going to set this in stone right now. Next week, Logan reads until he leaves for work.
Like the show starts, he's like, oh no, I totally got called in. I gotta go.
Yeah, that won't happen.
That won't happen.
Thank you very much, Wolf Boy and Nepidel, for being on. Thank you very much, Kentucky Pink Lemonade, for being way more potent than I expected. Thank you, David, for proving once again that we are never not wrong about you.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. I'm glad I... Hey!
So what game were you playing?
Not actually playing any game.
What game were you playing?
Not actually playing any game.
No, not now. What were?
Not we're actually playing a game.
Okay, what?
I was just not paying attention.
What were you doing instead? Were you looking at your Facebook?
Porn.
Okay, that's like for the show. That's a good.
You're like night. Checks out.
Good night, everybody. Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
And good luck.
Don't forget good the night. Great dicks of Earth.
Good luck.
They were quite great.
They were hard as rock.